This is roofing contractor editorial director Rick D'Amato, and the motto of the day is a new generation of clean. I was running a branch of the roofing-oriented distribution firm JGA Corporation in my hometown of Jacksonville, Florida, when the first generation of popular algae and fungus-resistant shingles hit the market. This upgrade product created a lot of buzz because of the semi-tropical climate there that is as friendly to algae and fungus as it is to palmetto bugs. A conventional asphalt shingle without any algae or fungus protection would be loaded with dark and ugly streaks within a few short seasons. The new AFR shingles promise to remain clean for X number of years. The manufacturers wisely limited the number of years that the shingles would be protected from discoloration. The manufacturers used different methods to fight the AF beast, and I recall zinc being a big ingredient added to the surfacing granules. Made sense to me at the time, since everywhere on steep roof you saw a galvanized off-ridge vent, you would see bright, shiny granules below. The organisms that made the streaks simply could not live on the poisonous substrate of granules washed in zinc. Same thing with lead boots or even the rare copper ridge vents that existed only in the older parts of town. As with many new creations, the buzz settled down and the AFR element became commoditized in many markets. You simply could not sell a shingle without it after a time. But the unfortunate thing about many AFR shingle products of those days was that they only deferred the growth of streaks and discoloration. I've not done any scientific studies, but have observed that, at least in my old hometown, the AFR shingles would stay clean typically 5 or so years longer than a new shingle without AFR granules. Suddenly, there is a new buzz created by 3M, with the introduction of their Scotchgard brand into the arena of sustained clean on shingles. They state on their website, "The Scotchgard algae-resistant roofing system from 3M guards against roof algae for up to 20 years. Read more about it there. Google 3M Scotchgard roofing and you'll find it. In my opinion, it is about time the industry came up with a better solution to the problem of asphalt roofing uglying out years before it wears out. Tossing in a powerful brand name like Scotchgard should move it forward with vigor. My guess is this solution has undergone more testing than one can imagine, so it will likely meet its promise of protection. But time will tell if A, contractors and consumers will embrace and pay extra for it, and B, if it will work in the real world. In a residential roofing world otherwise consumed with the woes of the new construction market, the drama of the storm markets, and the otherwise lackluster pace at which all markets are returning to a good pace, it is really nice to have something positive to talk about. And Roofing Contractor will have lots to say about it in the coming months. Check online for some links to manufacturers who are rolling the new granule from 3M. Pabco Roofing, Atlas Roofing, and Malarkey Roofing.